playing seesaw.
And did you ever have like a limber kind of plank? You put maybe a barrel at each end of it and then jump up and down in the middle?
Well, I've seen them, but I never have myself.
What would you call something like that?
I don't know. They'd be seesawing, just same. Would be in a barrel of this naked plank.
And what about, did you ever have something that maybe would, you could two or maybe four children could sit on and spin around?
Yeah, whirlwind. Call that a whirlwind. Seesaw.
A whirlwind
spring, or either seesaw, either one, whirlwind.
You told me that you might buy a keg of nails sometime?
Keg nail.
Well, what would you use to put the nails in with?
Hammer. Use a hammer or anything heavy like that. Hatchet. Hatchet or a hammer. To drive the nails in the planks and stuff.
Well, if in the wintertime, you know, you were saying that you had to get all that wood in?
Yeah.
What would you say you were doing if you...
Getting ready for the winter. Getting the wood in for the winter.
So if you drove your wagon a long way off and came back and unloaded it, went back and got some more wood and came back and unloaded it, what would you say you were doing?
Hauling wood for the winter.
What'd you saw it up in? Did you have...
Had it sawed on a cross-cut saw. Had it sawed down that way and sawed up the wing. I mean, some maybe didn't have they had axes, just cut, chop it up. If cut out a tree with an axe, and best way is to saw it down, you know. Some folks in the house saw, they just take an axe and cut a tree down and cut it up in lengths. They didn't know about what length to cut, you know.
But did you have an X-shaped kind of frame or something to lay the logs in to saw them up?
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about, like that, you know, on one end and one on the other end, you know. We put them on there and then saw them.
Did you call that anything, that kind of frame?
Well, I never been to call it.
The sawbuck or anything like that?
Something like that.
Sawhorse?
Yeah, sawhorse. Sawhorse.
Well, when you say a sawhorse, do you mean the X-shaped one?
Yeah.
Or what about the tall one, the ones that like, what the ones that, you might block off a road with or something, like painters use or carpenters use to saw planks with.
Yeah.
What do you call those?
I don't know what you call those.
Would you call them a sawhorse too, the A-shaped one?
I think so.
Well, back then, what did you use to, like, keep your hair in place?
Yeah, a combing brush.
So if you had a brush, you say you're going to do what to your hair?
Brush your hair.
And did you have a straight razor?
Yeah, had a straight razor.
What'd you sharpen it in?
Sharp on a strap.
And did you ever, did you carry a gun with you ever?
No, I never did carry a gun.
What would you put in the gun if you were going to shoot it then?
Put a shell, a cartridge.
And, you know, a minute ago we were talking about toys, and I meant to ask you, did you have one that you could, that two or three children, I mean, that one child would sit in and another would push, that you go back and forth like that? You'd sit on a little board, a plank or something, and have some ropes hanging from a tree?
Yeah.
And you'd go back and forth in it?
Call it a swing? Would you call it a swing?
Did you have a swing?
I have a swing, not like that.
And did you ever burn coal?
Never did burn coal.
Did anybody around here burn coal?
Never did. I never did see anybody burn coal.
Did you ever hear of anybody around here using that?
I heard that the oil mill was using coal.